You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me. We have music by Bach based on a work by Weiss, Giuliani, Debussy, and Maurizio Colonna. And later in the program, we'll hear a 2024 interview with Norwegian guitarist Sondre Hoimer, who talks about music by Giuliani. We'll start with a sinfonia by an anonymous composer, played on archlute and theorbo by the Zapico brothers. Daniel Zapico opened this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with a sinfonia by an unknown composer. Silvius Leopold Weiss and Johann Sebastian Bach were friends and mutual admirers of each other's music. Bach took a solo lute piece by Weiss and added a violin part for his own suite in A major, BWV listing 1025. We'll hear it performed by guitarist Alberto La Rocca and violinist Carlo Lazzari.
Thank you. Thank you.
guitarist Alberto La Roca and violinist Carlo Lazzari in Bach's suite in A major, BWV listing 1025, based on a lute suite by Silvius Leopold Weiss. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Next, we'll hear Giuliani's Sonata Opus 15, performed by Norwegian guitarist Sondre Hoimer. In October 2024, Sondre Hoimer spoke about the piece.
I chose it because I really liked it, and I wanted to do a sonata, and, you know, that was one of the, I think, maybe the prime example of a classical guitar sonata, I think. You know, classical music is extremely transparent, so there's no way to hide from bad phrasing or playing dirty, or, you know, you have to play it really cleanly and be super accurate about it, because it's so simple, you know. It's not very many chords. There's few chords. It's all about the melody, and I would say the expression lies in the simplicity of the, it's like a sushi, you know, the expression the taste lies in the simplicity. One of my teachers told me that classical music is hard for professionals, but easy for amateurs. Everything has to be accounted for, and this is what makes it difficult.